love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Well, greetings. This is the automatically deleted husband. I am really concerned for you because this is odd. I don't know what's going on because, you know, I sent some texts to you in recent days, and it was acknowledged that it went through. But when I sent one to your dad, because I did, you know, which is part of the subject for today, I did send a while back what was described as serious attempt to love Jim and Madge Cross, his phone rejected the text. So I wonder what's going on. You know, these are people I care for. Well, most notably my wife. But speaking of Jim and Madge Cross, you know, in that voicemail and the letter and so forth, I talked about things like war and Japan and things of that nature were mentioned. And I recently saw a video from RT, Japan's Secret Unit 731, where biological warfare was conceived. It was an interesting, it's like a half-hour documentary. It was very interesting. But one of the things I noticed about it was that as I listened to it, I noticed that, you know, it was getting to a point, it says, oh, okay, well, that probably is going to sound like, because they talked about how after this unit was somewhat disbanded and so forth, that a lot of people ended up going various places. And I was thinking, oh yeah, Operation Paperclip. And then later, just moments later, it said, yes, this was happened because of Operation Paperclip. So, you know, see, I guess my study of history has shown that I've learned a little bit of history, but it's, what's I wondered about the video is the timing of it, simply because COVID-19 is such a big issue right now. And they bring out this thing about germ warfare in World War II and how sadistic it was. These people ended up, a lot of it, including the materials, at places like Fort Detrick, Maryland, where the anthrax that was used for the alleged terrorist attacks in 2001 came from. And, you know, because I found it fascinating a couple of years ago now, or 3 years, whatever it was, you know, we have these various international treaties, and lots of countries signed the treaties, and one of them was to eliminate chemical weapons. And I remember seeing a short little blurb where Russia because they were, it was on camera, and they had a video of Vladimir Putin watching as the last bit of their chemical weapon stockpile was incinerated. The U.S. has got bunches of it. You know, we're the ones that supplied the chemical weapons for Saddam Hussein to use against his own people. Anyway. But all the techniques and technology are really, in a very real sense, being used by the COVID-19 thing. And this is where my concern is. My family. You know, the evidence is overwhelming. Evidence is overwhelming is how much evidence is censored. YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook and so forth will censor you if you say anything, anything evidence-based that contradicts the narrative that they want. And you will be censored. The evidence is overwhelming. You can find the documents from, including government, CDC, the NIH, the National Institute of Health, and so forth, showing where things like masks will cause you harm, especially if you wear a cloth mask. It will cause you harm. And, you know, CDT statistics show, depending upon where it is, but roughly half of the people who end up actually hospitalized or dead because of it wore masks. Masks don't help. And the vaccine is documented. It does not prevent infection, transmission, or death. Nothing. It's political. It does have side effects. And those side effects include things like failure to reproduce. You know, and there was the, I've seen the video of the woman here in Tennessee, in Nashville, who, and, you know, I find it weird because of it was shown in a dramatic way. So I don't know if there's something fishy behind it, but, you know, she has this Bell's palsy thing where, you know, she can't smile anymore. And you say, okay, well, that's one case. There's a whole bunch in South America. I'm aware of that. A whole bunch of people in South America got Bell's palsy from the vaccine. And, you know, one of the great joys of looking at somebody's face is seeing their smile. I mean, it doesn't matter how, you know, ugly you might be in the, you know, the way people think of you. But when you put a smile on, it's marvelous. My concern, again, is my family. I have no idea if they bought into, oh, the state's trying to protect us and we'll be first in line to get the vaccine because we want to be careful. It's bogus. It really is bogus. Something about 3% of people who get the vaccine have side effects to the point of hospitalization. It's not a good idea. I have no idea what's happening to my family. Do they know? A couple years ago, my walking pace was continuing to increase, and I think it was summer of 2019. I started walking the Greenway, so I was doing a 12-mile hike, and then going to the juice bar, which I don't do anymore. When it got to around August, I ended up with serious cramps because you know the amount of effort I was putting out, the sweating I was doing, and so forth. My body said, "I don't like this." There was the, when I was at 2 years ago now at the top of Big Frog Mountain with Chris, which I'm still want to do that with George, I couldn't bend my legs. It was during a period where my legs just didn't want to bend anymore. So for both of those things, the cramps and not being able to bend my legs, I started trying things. I started trying magnesium, and I'm as flexible as can be now. I tried various forms of magnesium, some in pill form, which worked. My legs are fine now. They've been fine for years. But I do take magnesium, but no longer in pill. I found a liquid one that seems to work best for me. I also found a liquid supplement that gives me some other mineral. It's called No More Muscle Cramps, and it works. The muscle cramps issues, especially when I'm highly dehydrated, gone. So it's not a pharmacological product. It's simply, you know, an essence of vitamin. And then two others I found, because I think what's what happened, I don't know how much of it is age, but I clearly, because of the amount of sweat I produce, I found that I was getting spasms in the middle of the night, especially. I now take vitamin C. They're gone. And I have done the thing where I say, okay, that seems to work, so I'll stop taking them for a while. the spasms came back. So it was okay. I now take a lot of vitamin C, and I have found that especially during the winter months, I take vitamin D too, because I'm not getting as much out in the sun. I did a 7-mile hike today, but still, that isn't sufficient because it's not very, the sun's not bright. It's wintertime. So all those things together, you know, especially the vitamin C and D, apparently is one of the biggest factors in keeping you from getting the flu or a particular strain of the flu called COVID-19. You don't need a vaccine. People who apparently use this, and apparently people who actually get it, they just give them high doses of C and D and zinc, I think it is. And it goes away. You don't need all sorts of fancy medicines and whatnot. Maybe, I don't know, God designed a body to heal. What an interesting idea. You may recall, I've said to my kids all the time, be a student yourself. Well, I studied myself. I am healthier than most people half my age, beyond question. You know, again, it was probably a 6.5-mile hike today, not a 7. And, you know, when I'm coming back, after walking that distance, I'm still, I wouldn't doubt I was still at this 4.7-mile-an-hour pace, which is my typical now. I mean, I'm moving along quickly. And for someone who is older than 40, that would indicate I'm in excellent health, which also means that I am very much available to be a blessing to my wife, because I am her husband, and my commitment to her is until I'm dead. And I think she knows it. Long message. My lady. And my family. I love my family. I love my kids. And again, let me just remind you, this dad refuses to give consent for any of his young kids to get the vaccine. My lady, I love you.